in a circumstance that allowed me to prepare myself to do my own thing. So I would go around to these houses, and I would, so funny, all the times I knocked on doors, nobody ever slammed the door in my face, and nobody was ever rude. That tripped me out. Then, on top of that, everybody was really cool. And when I went inside their house, they were real cool people, thinking the problem was everybody else in the other houses. So everybody that I talked to was cool, who thought that they had something else, somebody else to be afraid of. So I came to the conclusion that there are many more loving people in the world than there are fearful people who attack. I think one of the biggest injustices we give ourselves is we treat each other like everybody's suspect. But if you recognize the truth, you'll be able to tell when you're in the presence of someone who could be harmful to themselves or you anyway. Plus, your vibration would be a vibration that wouldn't attract attack to you anyway, because everything is being drawn to us because of consciousness and energy and thought. And when your thought is a peaceful thought and that's what your being permeates, you can't draw attack to you. It won't even show up in your life. Now, attacking people and looking out for being attacked is the same thing. It's a thought of attack. So you just as much attract attack when you are always afraid of it, because that's the focus on attack, as you are when you think you attack someone. So most people will say they don't attack people, but they certainly are afraid someone may attack them. That is focusing on the attack thought, and then they're in a world where there appears to be attack and fear. Does that, you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not about becoming afraid of attack thoughts. It's just understanding that every attack thought that you have is a call for help and a call for love. If you see every attack thought as a call for help and a call for love, then you'll stop being afraid of your attack thoughts, and your attack thoughts will start bringing you help, which is what you need, instead of fear. But in order for your own angry thoughts to bring you something else other than more anger, you have to see your anger thoughts as a request for the opposite of the anger. So if I'm really angry at you, I would say something like, I'm mad at you. It would be something like, I got to call the police with you, girl. I want some peace now. There's a commercial on TV that's something like that. Yeah. It's a commercial about cell phones. It looked like they're arguing at each other, but they're only saying positive, loving things to each other. You know I will always love you. I know you always feel that way about me. You know, it's like you're looking at it, you know. Oh, Mom, you got me a cell phone. Yes, because you've really been doing great in school. I knew you would do something like that. You know, so it was exactly what I'm talking about. It was like the energy of anger, but it was calling for something else totally different. Since you're mad anyway, why don't you use it to your advantage? Right, so some of y'all might be calling for peace all day long. Right? Some of y'all all day long, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, you're saying, help me, peace, I want peace, help me, peace, help me, help me. Because you're mad and upset about something all the time. Okay, so you're just praying all the time. You're more holy than you ever imagined. You're more spiritual than you ever dreamed of. Okay, so the Course in Miracles says, read me slowly. I've been reading it 25 years, so maybe I can be helpful with you. So if the Course says that peace is a condition of both truth and sanity, and you cannot have peace without truth and sanity, where peace is, truth and sanity must be. So wherever truth and sanity is, what are you experiencing?
Peace.
Now, truth, which is peace, comes of itself. The peace and the truth will come of itself. So if you experience peace, it's because the truth has come to you. So if you're experiencing peace, it's because the truth has come to you. And if the truth has come to you because you feel peace, then you will see the outcome truly. You'll be able to see exactly how it's going to turn out, because deception cannot prevail against a person who is in peace. You cannot fool a person who is in peace. That's deep. That's deep. Because if you're peaceful, you're going to see things clearer than if you're angry and upset. Agree? You know, if I'm totally completely freaked out with anger and upset, I'm probably going to see a situation more clear if I am in a totally peaceful state. You know, you injure yourself, the person runs up and says, oh my God, 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 oh my God. And then another person comes up and says, okay, now still breathe. Now, which one do you want working on you? Right? If you were getting ready to have an operation and the doctor came out, oh my God, oh my God, I'm like, okay, I hope I can do it. Okay, I'm so scared. Would you feel confident?
No.
You would much rather want the doctor to say, oh, I've done this 10 million times. Another liver. You know? So why? Because you know the peaceful person is seeing more clearly than the person that's upset. So that means the angrier you are, the more upset you are, the more afraid you are, the more depressed you are, the more your perception is distorted of every single thing that's going on in your life. You should be hollering, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Yeah. How do I know I'm wrong? Because I feel like crap.
Yeah.
Because if I was seeing correctly and seeing sanely and seeing peacefully, it's obvious if I was doing that, I'd have peace. And if I had peace, I'd be seeing things clearly. So if I'm walking around full of weary, I'm not seeing things clearly. But I tend to believe myself more when I'm upset. Just because I'm upset, I somehow think it must mean it's really right. Because I feel it. Now, all your feelings are just witnessing to your judgments. Your feelings are just letting you know how you're interpreting what's going on. But your feelings aren't necessarily telling you nothing that's true. It's just telling you the truth about how you feel about it. Not necessarily what's going on. It's telling you how you're judging what's going on. You're judging what's going on. Like for instance, when Joy makes an enthusiastic outburst. Because I've learned when people show me a lot of appreciation, then the smart thing to do is sincerely show a lot of appreciation back. And then they show a lot of appreciation back. And then I show a lot of appreciation back. And then they show a lot of appreciation back. And then I show a lot of appreciation back. But I used to wait till you showed me the appreciation first. Then I wasn't really appreciating a whole lot. Because nobody was doing it. So I had to bite the bullet. And start telling people I appreciated them when I appreciated them first. It's a radical concept. But it worked. Did you know I dreamed about peeing and somebody screaming, Earl, Earl, Earl? Matter of fact, to be honest, it stopped me from peeing. I never did. First nightmare when I had a wireless mic was forgetting that it was on when I went to the bathroom. That's happened to speakers before. They walked in the bathroom and had a wireless mic on before they were talking. There it was. The whole works was right there. But they bonded with the crowd quickly. Because that's the one thing we all got in common. We peed today. So if we can find one thing that connects on, we could find others. We're one P under God, right? Gives a whole new meaning to pissed off, though. Here we go. You gotta make it innocent. That's a funny guy in me. I'm always glad when he comes out. I just wish he'd come out more when I was depressed. You know, I'm just depressed, and it jumps out. What's up, man? You know, that'd be great.
Just don't pee on yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Well, what did Earl talk about today? Pee? And then just say,
yes, sir.
Right there, right? Peace. I peaced on myself today. You peaced me off. See what I'm saying? That's right. Yeah. You kissed my past. You know, you gotta change that stuff around. You know, it'll work. So the course says read me slowly, and if you notice, I do a great job at that. Deception can't prevail against you when?
You're
peeing.
See, I told you. I stopped. I created a monster. I created a monster. best feeling in the world. If you're depressed and all that fails, what you do? You cheat. Okay. Guaranteed to feel good one time that day anyway. Okay. If the more peaceful I am, the less you can fool me, the more peaceful you are, the less I can fool you.